A bill in the state legislature to ban the sale of some animals at pet stores is gaining support. Backers say it's a way to put notorious puppy mills out of business. But some independent pet store owners say they're being unfairly punished for the unethical practices of others. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The bill, which was approved in the state Senate's Domestic Animal Welfare Committee, would end selling dogs, cats, and rabbits at pet stores. Deputy Majority Leader Senator Michael Gianaris, who is the bill's sponsor, says it's necessary because he says too many of New York's pet stores rely on animals from poorly regulated out-of-state puppy mills. He says animals there are mistreated, kept in windowless cages, and are often sick.
Some of the awful stories you hear and the terrible violations that occur involve summary execution of female dogs when they are no longer able to breed, in some cases by literally being shot in the head with a firearm. The unsanitary conditions in which the ways in which these animals are kept is cruel and inhumane.
Assembly sponsor Linda Rosenthal says the bill is also gaining momentum in her house of the legislature. She says the dogs, cats, and rabbits in the pet stores live terrible lives. And she says there's no shortage of animals to adopt from shelters and pet rescue efforts instead.
There are so many adoptable animals in New York State right now. So instead of having pets for sale for enormous amounts, people will be able to see animals that are loving, deserve a home, and all you have to pay is an adoption fee.
Libby Post with the New York State Animal Protection Federation, which lobbies on behalf of the state's animal shelters, brought two rescue dogs, Kerouac and Watson, with her to the news conference. She says the shelters are happy to work with pet shop owners to arrange adoption clinics at their stores.
The way to do this is to rebrand pet stores as humane businesses that work locally with their animal shelters to find forever homes for these animals.
People would also still be able to buy a pet directly from a breeder. Supporters say it won't hurt pet shops because animal purchases make up just 2-4% of their sales. The rest is food and other paraphernalia, including pet toys and even outfits. But some independent pet store owners who oppose the bill say they don't buy from puppy mills and they treat their animals well. David Jacoby employs 25 people in his two shops and a doggy daycare center in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. He says he knows the breeders he buys from and can vouch for their high standards. And he disputes the claim that just a small percent of sales come from the selling of animals.
Wrong. It's 80%. We would be out of business in 2 seconds, not in a week.
And he says many more pet owners now buy their food and other supplies directly online.
My food business and all of my business has dropped 80% since Amazon came in. Nobody buys, goes into a store unless it's a last minute thing. The only time people buy something is when they purchase the animal.
The lobby group for chain pet stores, the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council, says in a statement that the bill is well-intentioned but misguided and risks punishing responsible breeders and putting locally owned pet stores out of business. Governor Cuomo was asked about the measure at an unrelated event over the weekend.
I've heard nothing about it, okay. But you're right, it does sound a little silly.
Cuomo's office later clarified that the governor was trying to be lighthearted in response to a reporter's question and did not know the details of the bill. Spokesman Rich Azzopardi says in a statement that, of course, Cuomo, a dog owner, is interested in any proposal that would better protect pets. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.